Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, online at thisweekinamerica.us. It's great to have you with us on the program today, coast to coast on your favorite radio stations. Glorine Gomer's new book, American Revolution USA, Some Tea Times, is a collection of down-home recipes for old-fashioned Southern comfort food. American Revolution is a wide-ranging traditional cookbook, easy-to-follow recipes for everything from breads and desserts to preserves, a preparation of game such as squirrel and even alligator, a collection of Southern and rural recipes that evoke generations of meals shared with family and friends. Glorine says American Revolution, well, she wishes the book to acknowledge a debt of gratitude to those good cooks of yesteryear who created fine recipes. She's preserved them to this day, and her hope, American Revolution, a source of inspiration to carry on and preserve those traditions. Glorine started cooking when she was just a little girl, watching her mother cook on a family farm, and her mother cooked about a cookbook. Glorine Gomer's book, American Revolution USA, Some Tea Times, a collection of family recipes offered for all to enjoy. Glorine is with us on This Week in America. Hi, Glorine. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hi.
It's a pleasure to have you here with us today to talk about this book, a book of love featuring down-home recipes. Who doesn't like old-fashioned Southern comfort food? And we'll talk about that on the program. Let's start off pretty basic. How do people know that they've got something nice to cook? Where does that whole process begin?
On the holidays.
Oh, yes, yes. Everybody learns how to cook on a holiday. As a child, was that always a big time for you? Because Mom was going to do some extra cooking for the holidays.
And she had me doing it.
Oh, so it was your time to actually get out there and to cook. So that's a reason to cook on the holidays. How do you find out, and I'm sure there are foods that you cook, your mother cooked, that some you like better than others. How did you know when you really were onto something, where it really was a meal that you really enjoyed?
It put in stuff together, and it trying it on the old, and it couldn't up. It couldn't. Whatever you had at home, and you didn't have but a little bit. You wanted to make something, make it big. Didn't have to hold out, but you wanted to kind of add more on to whatever you were cooking.
Yes. With us on the program, Glorine Gomer, author of the book American Revolution USA, Some Tea Times. Book's available at Amazon.com. Link out to our website, and you will get information for the book and be able to order it. I mentioned that you used to watch your mom cook, and then she had you cooking. What was the inspiration for you to write this book? I'm sure all these recipes have stayed with you since childhood. What inspired you to actually put these together and to write this book?
I had to eat a whole lot of cooking on the holidays. And I had people that call me up, and they wanted to know how they made something. And I had to tell them how they made it. And a whole lot of people, they don't do the whole lot of cooking. They go to the store or they go out to the restaurant. And I had a homemade. That's the only eight I know how to cook about homemade cooking.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh.
And you'll talk people through the process. That's interesting. As you were a child and you were creating these meals, were you writing anything down, keeping your own recipe? You did.
I took and I put it on paper in an ink pen, and I kept it. I did anything I had to do, I did put it on paper, and I had to keep it. And every time I took something, I put it on paper, and I kept it.
And today it's in the book, part of what you'll be reading about in the book, American Revolution USA, Some Tea Times by Glorine Gomer, our guest on the program. Who should be interested in the book? I think all of us enjoy, like I say, some good Southern comfort food from time to time. Who all is the book designed for?
It'll make you the better cook.
Oh, yes.
It's for people that who need it, who had auntie, created who had unto in mind that they ought to do. And I got older, people paid me to cook. And I made money, you know, whatever they own, I cooked the footy. And they owned a deal. And Carhartt folk couldn't cook a deal. Okay, he go on deal, cook the meat for me. Do unto it the deal. And I said, that deal and cook it. I did.
Absolutely nothing wrong with that. As you know, as you were cooking things and people were expecting, Chlorine's doing the cooking tonight, this is going to be a great meal. Were you able to live up to people's expectations?
Oh, yeah, good. I mean, I got money. They kept coming back for more. oh, my God. And I did it. I mean, I did well, too.
Well, in all of these recipes you'll find in Chlorine's book, American Revolution, USA, Some Tea Times, do you have any secrets in cooking? Is there a secret to Chlorine's cooking magic?
Only thing I had was patience. I had a whole lot of patience, and I got my ingredients, and I mixed myself together, and I kind of boiled it, my ingredients, and I put it in my food.
Ah, okay. So that's one of the secrets.
Yes. You get old pepper, and you get old pepper, and you get this, and you kind of put it together, and you kind of put it together, and then you kind of put it together in there, and then one time you wait until a while and put it in there, and put it in the food.
You know, it sounds like you really enjoyed this process as a girl and still enjoy it today, and obviously
yesterday.
In writing the book. What was that like? It's almost like an art form as you're piecing a puzzle, maybe as well as you're piecing everything together to come up with good food. Yeah. Talk about the excitement of that, because I can tell the passion in your voice.
Yeah, I had passion. I mean, I kept it in alphabetical order. And I kept my cooking in alphabetical order. And once you get it in alphabetical order, and you putting it together in a bowl and pan and thing, you do well. But once you get out the alphabetical order, you don't do it in alphabetical order. It'll take the taste from it.
Oh, yes, yes. All of this, Chlorine Gomer is our guest on the program. Her book is American Revolution, USA Today, Some Tea Times, book available at Amazon. You'll get all the information if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. With the cookbook out there for a while now, how are people reacting to your book? What kind of feedback are you getting from people?
Yeah, they call me up, and they tell me how great my food is. They try on the food I got in there, and they say, ooh, boy, I left this. And I tell them, thank you. and a whole lot of people do cook for my food. They go, and they get the, they find something that they like, and they cook it, and they call me up, and they tell me how good it is.
Well, that's a testament to the recipes you'll find in the book, American Revolution. Talk about the price. Is the price affordable for the book?
Oh, sure. It's great.
Well, how about price for the ingredients? I would assume that the books, the meals that you have in there, the food that you're preparing, that's affordable. That's something all of us could afford to prepare and then enjoy.
Sure.
American Revolution, USA, Some Tea Times. Chlorine Gomer, our guest on the program. He mentions starting cooking at an early age. I get the impression you're going to be cooking for the rest of your life. Are you still enjoying cooking now?
I do very much, because I took the old one that I had and I added the new one I had in there. I took the whole thing. Then I had a new one and I added it on to it.
Are you coming up with new recipes? Is that something that you've got the old standbys, I'm sure, but are there new things you're constantly working on?
I am. Sure. It's new stuff come up, and in putting it together, it kind of in an art. And kind of, you know, you get the vegetable and you kind of put the oil and you kind of laid it out, and it is great. They have a bunch of oil in their cooking.
Ah, yes. What if somebody said, Clarine, I got this special meal. I've got family coming in from out of town. I want you to come cook for me. What's a meal that can't miss that you would go to that it's like, okay, I like preparing this meal because this is really something that people are going to enjoy. What's one of your favorites?
Yeah, one of my favorites is the dressing.
Mm.
People love dressing. It ain't too heavy. It ain't too hard. And it's hard to get down. It's that dressing. And you don't want to have it heavy. And the only other kind of deal is the dressing. And you put in chicken and rooster and all this here. You can't be heavy. You can't cook it heavy, and you can't cook it fast.
Well, yes, you're making me hungry as we're talking about food here. I know one of the things that you said is you like to sort of attribute to the way food was cooked and creating recipes from that. Let's talk about that. Some of the traditions, and I'm sure there are a lot of traditions based around food in your family as well.
Okay.
So it's not just the food, it's everybody what getting together and the memories they're sharing as they're eating the food.
Yes, it is. You know, you had them good old times and them cold days. And, you know, you put it up in together. You know, it's raining. You can find us on a rainy day to cook or a cold day to cook. And
are you doing any experimenting now? Are there things that you're working on? You're thinking, okay, this combination would be good. I read about this type of a dessert that I'm going to working on. Is it sort of a evolving experience for you where you're always trying to come up with something?
It's kind of more an art. It's a costuming kind of an art thing. And it be new, but it be good. And you bring it more to the table, or people have to sit on table. And the old cooking, a whole lot of people don't only, you know, they don't only go back to the old cooking. And the way or the old cooking, but it is good. And it old healthy food, you know. So you eat mad potato, and it's too heavy. Oh, and I do my mad potato and stuff, I don't make it heavy. That means I don't put a whole lot of stuff in it.
Yes.
You know, for the taste. I just do the a little bit. And a whole lot of people love my mad potato. Because I don't cook it heavy.
What was this process like for you in putting the book together? It's one thing to be able to cook the food and have everybody get together and enjoy that, but now you're going to actually, you've saved all these recipes as you wrote them down, as you said, in ink, even as a child, as you were putting these meals together. The process of writing the book, I'm sure, first of all, brought back a whole lot of memories as you're growing up with your family. But what was the process like in actually, you're a published author now, publishing a book, your book, American Revolution. What was this like for you?
Yeah, what happened to me, that when the Lord told me to do it, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know how to do it. I ate and I got at the table. And I ate what it ain't doing. I didn't even have a name to it. They put together, fair thing came together with my cooking. That's the fair thing. I didn't either have a name. I didn't have a title. I didn't have nothing. I didn't have on picture to put on the front of the book. I didn't know what I was going to do. Well, after I got all of my stuff together and in order, that came. And then I looked at that. The cover, it came. The name came. And my cover or my book or the last part that I got put together. I didn't even have a name. Oh, the fear of the Lord, it told me what to do, and I did it. I didn't know how I did this. I didn't have no name. I didn't have nothing. But I had a pen and a paper in my hand.
Yeah, and that's where it starts. And with that inspiration, you were able to complete the book, American Revolution, USA, mm-hmm. some tea times. A couple minutes left in the program. The one thing that's so nice in the book is these are easy to follow recipes.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, it's not real complicated. It doesn't take a whole lot of tools. You're going to have to go out and buy somewhere. It's stuff you've got around the house, ingredients you probably can find around the house as well. And the foods that appeal to everybody. You've got something there for everybody in the book, don't you?
I do. Everybody. Yeah.
What's the reaction of family been like? They know that you're a good cook, and this had to bring back memories for them as well as they're looking at the recipes. Probably when they looked at the recipes, they thought, I didn't know she put butter in that. I had no idea. What's it been like in dealing with the family?
I didn't have to hold on to it because you can help people. It can help a whole lot of people. The people that don't know how to cook, people is trying anything now, and people can add a little bit on it. And she, how do you do this? How do you put this together? So I ain't got that kind of patience. I ain't got that time. I ain't got that kind of time. And good old time. And coming back and putting stuff together.
Well, you do it all for us. Like I say, easy to follow recipes. Everything from breads, desserts, preserves went through the game. All of that is in the book. Clarene Gomer has been our guest on the program. That's Clarene. Clarene Gomer, her book is American Revolution USA, Some Tea Times. The book is a collection of down-home recipes for old-fashioned Southern comfort food. And who doesn't like that? Book available at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Clarene, congratulations on the publishing of the book. It's been fun having you with us on the program. Thank you for joining us.
I appreciate it.
It's been fun. Clarene Carter, our guest on the program, the book American Revolution USA, Some Tea Times, book available at Amazon. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to get information on the book. This, of course, is This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after we pause for these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.